This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do please be involved in the conversation. Okay. I just got, you know, I got some good, you know, during the breaks, you guys send me stuff, and I really appreciate it. A lot more than you think I do. But the first story I want to hit on was the one I said I was going to do, which I think is just great. Hey, listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's a poll you can take. You're going to have a whole bunch of fun over at the website. And there's a live chat room going on. People that are smarter than I in the chat room. So, which I never thought this would happen in New York. But New York University rejects a fossil fuel divestment as meaningless political statement. You know, these kids have been pushing, and I'm calling them kids because they act like kids most of the time. And I'm not going to say they all do, but the majority of them do. All right? Screaming about things. They're so busy protesting social injustice, or what they perceive to be social injustice, that they're pushing themselves further and further and further behind the rest of the world. We were already behind in math and science with the rest of the world. I mean, we're worse than some third world countries when it comes to graduating people who can handle or can deal or will be our next scientists. But that's okay. As long as there's perceived equality, that's okay. But the New York University Board of Trustees rejected, and they didn't just simply reject, they vehemently rejected the demands from students to divest from fossil fuels because doing so would have amounted to a meaningless political statement, they said. Now, according to the Washington Square News, New York University President Andrew Hamilton explained the board's reasoning in an email to the university on Thursday, in which he explains that a divestment of their holdings in fossil fuel companies, as students had requested, would be more than a political statement than an actual strategy for fighting climate change. And let's go a little further. Those little cushy chairs that you sit in at New York University, you're willing to pay more money for them because somebody's got to pick up the tab for the money that they no longer will be getting, for the money they won't be making any longer. Right? Come on, think it through. It is not right of me to ask those young people to do something they don't have the capacity of doing. So by me asking them to think it through, it's just not fair, apparently. Right? They go on and say, we applaud the efforts of the faculty, students, and staff to advocate for addressing climate change and in proposing divestment, but, you know, do not support New York University using an endowment as a tool for simply making statements. He went on to say, we understand that some proponents of divestment argue that divestment in and of itself can help to advance the use of renewable energy sources and reduce dependency on fossil fuels. However, we're not persuaded by this argument. Now, the Board of Trustees chairs William Berkeley added that the university would not give up its fight against climate change, but would do so using campus-wide initiatives. See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't agree with it, obviously. But here's the deal. they're at least saying in a commonsensical way, look, there's other ways to do this. It doesn't hurt. That makes a real statement, first of all, and doesn't hurt the college. Because let's be honest about it. If they've got investments in fossil fuels, they're making some money. It's helping keeping tuitions down, right? Come on, seriously. Now, you don't have to do any of this. You don't have to believe in any of this. But who's going to fill the money that they don't get anymore? Who's going to fill in or pay for those? Whatever terminologies you want to use, I don't really care. But who's going to do that? Like, nobody. Young people. You know, what was that old saying? Youth is wasted on the young. Ain't that the truth? If I even knew half of what I know now, when I was 17, 18, 19, I would have been dangerous in more ways than one. Seriously. Yes, I was dangerous then. I would have been more dangerous. I would have had just enough knowledge to be extremely dangerous. Somebody else will send me this during the break. The radio host does a full reversal on Trump. No, it wasn't me. I wouldn't get that much play anyhow. So a radio show host, Hugh Hewitt, some of you, I don't know if he's nationally syndicated, but I know he's on plenty of stations across the country, mostly conservative / Christian stations. He was a never Trump Republican who just went on and on and on about how we could not have Trump. Right? We couldn't have Trump as a president, as a nominee, as anything. Now, in a revealing op-ed piece for the Washington Post, Hewitt backtracked on his call for the Republican establishment to change the national convention rules. Right? Originally, he was pushing them to block Trump. Here's the problem. Now, I heard today that there are delegates, that's a laundry thing, delegates that were meeting or want to meet to come up with a strategy to make sure that Trump doesn't get the nomination. And what they're using is what they say is their interpretation that they don't have to. They do not have to vote for the nominee of the state. Now, here's something I'm going to say to you guys. If this party, Republican Party, gets together, you know, I didn't even tell my wife this. And if, you'll have to wait till the other side of the break, huh? Anyway, I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You don't want to miss this one. This should make you crazy. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spent with me. All right, I'll let you finish dancing. You know, you really should sit down. You hurt yourself. Some of you guys think you can handle that kind of dancing. You can't. Sit down, relax, take it easy. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So here's the deal. So I heard that there were delegates that were not. Now, let's be clear about this. This doesn't mean I've jumped on the Trump train, as they say, that I'm endorsing Trump, that I think that I think he's the best guy for the job, because I don't. He's the best guy we have. He's the one that made it. He's the one that people chose, if you would. And I'm tired of hearing, you know, if Cruz won by two votes, it would have been, oh, yeah, people's choice. That's what they want, people's choice. But some of the Cruz people are being real jackwagons about it. Because they Trump beat their man, and now they're saying, well, no, he didn't really beat him. He really didn't get this. Knock it off. Knock it off, okay? And these are the same hypocrites that have been screaming all their lives all their adult lives, and I mean that in age, not maybe mentally, that the will of the people needs to be done, and we're tired of not being heard. We need to get our people in there. In 14, we got our people in there. Guess what? The will of the people still wasn't heard. The will of the people still wasn't carried out. These guys still have no spine. And let me give you a little insight here. They still don't give a crap what you and I think or what you and I want because they know what's better for us. Haven't you figured that out yet? Have you not figured out yet that they are sure that they know what's better for us than you do? Than we do for ourselves. Because if you don't know that, you really need to burn up. You need to burn your voter's card. Your voting card. Right, so now I hear that there's a group of delegates getting together that are saying that they don't have to vote the way the states vote for. When they get there, they can vote for whoever they want to. So why did we spend the money on the primers? Why do we care? Why don't we just let them go do what they're going to do? Right? See, we don't care again. Our party is telling us you don't matter. And I was on that bandwagon of fighting with them. There's a lot about my personal life that a lot of you don't know that I've done for our party or for the Republican Party. I'll put it that way. Right? We shoot ourselves. So here's the deal. If they put together a group of delegates that don't carry out their mission and Trump doesn't get he doesn't get anointed, whatever you want to call it, nominated, I realize that, but I'm leaving the party. It's really that simple for me because it's no longer, actually I shouldn't say that, that's not a true statement. No, I will acknowledge that the party left me and I will re-register with the next best thing, if you would, or the next best way. No, I will never register as a Democrat because I actually believe in doing stuff for the people for real, not enslaving them on the welfare rolls, not enslaving them with government handouts. I believe in really doing things for the people. Okay, I really do believe in freedom of speech. I don't call it hate speech, freedom of speech. See, hate speech, you know, plain and simple, is somebody like me, anybody really, not somebody like me, but anybody saying, right, the gay and lesbian lifestyle, it's against God, and they need to be killed. Just wipe them out. That way that we get rid of all the bad stuff. That's hate speech. Right? When you say the gay and lesbian lifestyle is not in line with God's word, and we'll pray for those people. That's not hate speech. That's open dialogue and disagreement. Big difference between the two. So how the Dems see it, though. The minute you say, I don't agree with, you don't even have to put a topic on it. You've just spoken hate speech. That's how they look at it. So I could never join that party. I could never join a party that was not willing to acknowledge God or that God existed or that God should be a part of the of everyday life. And not going to happen. I would never be part of a party that sanctioned the taking of a human life in the protection of the womb, a mother's womb. But I couldn't do that either. It's really that simple for me. Now, the Republican Party may have those things in its platform. They may say they believe in those things, but their actions are totally different. Right? You know, one of my angsts is that we all want to repeal Obamacare. I got it. But we don't have a plan to replace it in any way, shape, manner, or form. So even if we got the votes through to repeal it, even if we had a 2/3, and that's where people don't think things through. Yeah, my guy voted to repeal Obamacare. Okay, so he's an idiot. What's he going to back it up with? What's plan B, C, and D? They voted over 60 times to repeal Obamacare. Are they insane? It takes a two... Listen... Do you really think President Obama is going to get that piece of legislation on his desk and go, oh, God, that's what they want me to do? Well, that's what Congress wants me to do. I'll just do it. I'll sign the law and repeal Obamacare. You really think he's going to do that? No, what he's going to do is he's going to veto it, right? And then it's going to get turned around, and it's going to go for a 2/3 vote, because that's the only way he can override the president's veto, right? Has he got 2/3? We got 2/3? See, this is not strategy. This is grandstanding. This is the party just simply grandstanding. Now, somebody said to me the other day, well, I want to see they're convicted. Yeah, they all should be convicted in more ways than one. To a mental institution, if you vote on something 60-some-odd times, knowing that it'll never make it, because we're making a statement, you only need to make the statement once. Right? You bring in a new Congress, all right, you vote for it twice. Make it again. I want to see where everybody stands on it. If you're checking to see if anybody's changed their mind, do it every 6 months. But really taking the time to put it out there every single time with the same exact votes every single time? I mean, give me a break. Just give me a break. It's a waste of time and money. So, yeah, it's that simple for me. I will leave the party if they do not carry out the will of the people. Not the will of the delegates, but the will of the people. That's what a delegate is. They've been delegated to carry the votes and give the answer there. And then they've been given the authority that if the guy doesn't pass, if he doesn't make it through the first round of voting, some states give them the authority to do whatever they want to do. Other states say, no, you go so many times, you vote for the same guy over and over and over and over and over again. Now, Hugh Hewitt, who a lot of people respect and like, has changed his mind on Trump. He wants unity between the Republican establishment, and you'll have to wait till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, please. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist,
author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
It's a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, they're organizing a parade in the chat room. You might want to get over there and sign up for it, maybe. It's apparently I hit a nerve. So if they play a game at the Republican convention, there'll be a lot of us leaving the party. You know, I mean, and all those people that Trump got to join the Republican Party in plenty of states, yeah, they'll probably go too. We'll see what happens, but I can't imagine people screaming it's for the good of the party, good of the party, good of the party, except when it's actually for the good of the party. Apparently that doesn't cut it. But a lot of these big name guys, you know, they were for this. They were pushing for no Trump, no way, no how, no never. I know it ain't good English, but it works for me. Now all those there were talks in recent weeks about implementing new rules at the Republican convention in Cleveland. It would allow party leaders to replace Trump. And Mr. Hewitt said that I've entertained these thoughts. The appetite for that measure is gone, he says. After the billionaire businessman's comments about Orlando and his speech at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, Hewitt wrote that Trump has returned to a winning message, walled off the assorted Never Trump holdouts trying to upend his nomination. Now, Hewitt gave his thoughts as to what he'd like to see from Trump, though, for the rest of the campaign. You know, the tough thing about Trump, one of the things that came to me, was that Trump believes that, you know, if he had listened to his advisors, he wouldn't be the nomination right now. Because how many times they tell him, don't say something, hold this back, don't do this. Matter of fact, they pushed him to read from teleprompters. He was terrible at it. There's nothing natural about the guy when he's reading from a teleprompter. He doesn't know how to make that happen. He seems to have the personality of a rock. I mean, his wife says he's a very witty and funny guy, but I guess when you're married to somebody, you have to say stuff like that. I don't know. I don't see him. I don't think he's a very, probably dry sense of humor. I couldn't tell you. I'm not there. I'm not smart enough. So Trump's task now is clear. He said it's time to abandon his off-the-cuff remarks, disengage from his battles with the media, and methodically prosecute the case. Throughout her career, Hillary Clinton has consistently displayed a disqualifying lack of judgment. And he needs to develop the argument. And I agree with him. I believe, mark my words, I believe that Trump really doesn't have to say one word about his policies or what he believes to be truth or what he thinks needs to be said or done to change the country. I think he can pound away, slam on, continually slam on the lies and deceit of the Clinton family. Do you want a president that was, you know, the presidential nominee for the Democrats has never stopped her lying lifestyle, all the way back to the Nixon files, where she was fired as an attorney for lying about evidence and getting thrown off the job, thrown out of the case. To get the evidence together for Nixon, or against Nixon. We can go all the way down to the different things that she's had happen in the family with her husband. Right? If he just keeps doing it, and then I said, I think the biggest thing he can do, and if he does this, I know he's listening, although I don't think he's listening. But the biggest thing he can do, I think he should have a presidential debate kind of stage. And debate whether or not Hillary Clinton should be president using all of, no, not all, because they don't make a stage that big, but 20 of Bill Clinton's last flings, if you would. What do you think about that, right? Maybe even parading people like the retired state policeman who actually went out and got women for Bill and brought them back to the state house. What do you think about that? Now, some Trump supporters certainly would not agree with Mr. Hewitt, but he's hit the nail on the head here. Trump can easily beat Clinton if he goes after her corruption and if he stays on it. The rest of the Republican Party needs to help him do it or face what would, you know what, would essentially become a third term for Barack Obama, which is exactly what's going to happen at the rate we're going. We are still fighting each other from within. We can't win that way. Because a house divided can't stand. It just can't stand. Trump should ignore those Republicans who refuse to board the Trump train. I agree. Just keep cranking forward and don't care what he says, what they say. And he can't just keep saying, what's he call her, lying Hillary, corrupt Hillary? He can't just keep saying that. I mean, he can say it. I don't have a problem with him saying it. Crooked Hillary. Yeah, that kind of isn't politically correct. Makes her look like an old, decrepit, crooked woman, right? Yeah. That's true, too. All right. You wonder why I don't turn your mic on. Yeah, he has to tackle the Clinton Family Foundation, shine a light on the former Secretary of State's acceptance of foreign donations. Just go down the whole line. Just, that should be his speech, his mantra every time, not let it go. For the good of the country, Hewitt concluded. Look, I know a lot of you run around saying, I'm tired of voting for the lesser of the two evils. I agree with you. Me too. If this is the best we can do, we're going to be in a world of hurt next time around too. But really, really, I keep telling you guys, line them up on a piece of paper. Write down the good and the bad of each candidate. Then look at that. Forget the name. Look at that and tell me how you cannot vote for Donald Trump. Hewitt goes on to say that Republicans have to be clear about the binary choice in front of us. They have to close ranks around Trump, encourage him to get away from the frivolous stuff, move ahead of the more serious messages. He is almost acting like a street fighter at times. I get it. And I'm not happy with it either. But really, you know, and the funny thing about it, unlike Hillary, you know, who's had many misspeaks, or whatever you want to call them, Trump believes what he says. They're not misspeaks. How many times has he already said, no, I didn't say that, or I didn't say it right, or no, no, no. No, he may say it came out wrong, and here's what I meant, but really what he says is that it's no different than what he said. Do you know what I mean? So anyhow, yeah, you're out of your mind. If you don't support Trump, and people have said to me, well, you're saying that if I don't vote for Trump, I'm voting for Hillary. So if I don't vote for Hillary, am I voting for Trump? It's not the way it works, really. If you're part of the party, if you're in the Republican Party, and you don't vote for the Republican, yes, you're giving the Democrat a vote. Because you take a vote away from that person. You nullify somebody else's vote who's voting for her. So if you're in the Republican Party and you don't vote for the Republican, you give the Democrat an extra vote, in essence. This is not brain surgery, people. And the people who can't get that, it just floors me. Now, some of these people I consider people of that have two brain cells to rub together. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And, you know, you can always hop up there, too, and give me what for and how. I'm okay with that, really, seriously. Okay, so this story somebody gave me last week, and I've had to think about it a little bit. And not think about where I stand with it, but think about how I would put it out there, how I would phrase it, how I would tackle it. The relatives are looking to free a teen who was sent to a pray away the gay camp, which is what they're calling it. So there's been a GoFundMe page put together for called Save Sarah. It was created by the girl's cousin, Jeremy Jordan, who plays Wynn's shot on, I don't watch this stuff, so I don't know, on CBS's Supergirl? Yeah, Supergirl. Now, Jordan and other relatives are trying to raise money to find legal action, to file legal action against Sarah, who is not otherwise being identified because of her age, can leave the school. Jordan and Sarah's parents believe that homosexuality is a sin and is abnormal, and that Sarah was sent against her will to the school because she wanted to take a girl to her high school prom. But Sarah's mom told the Austin American Statesman that the Heartlight Ministries does not perform so-called gay conversion therapy. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Seriously, please don't go far.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. One of these days, I got to get some special effects. The music like this, when we come back in, it'd be like smoke in the room and floating all over the place. A couple of hippies sitting over on the other side with, you know, bandanas on. No? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do all that fun stuff over at TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. And I appreciate the time you put up with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I'm working very hard tonight to tee off as many of my Christian friends as humanly possible here. I will be doing that in a few minutes. Somebody caught that in the chat room, right? That the floor lighting would help accentuate that effect. Smart man, obviously. All right, so the story we're talking about was a relative who is trying to raise enough money, which I think is really funny because the relative works on a successful CBS show, Supergirl, probably can afford it on their own. And you're looking to get this teen out of a pray away the gay camp, which is new to me. I'm usually involved in a lot of this stuff. Well, not this kind of thing, but I have a pulse of what's going on in the Christian community. And Sarah, they're calling her Sarah. I don't know what her real name is. And they've sent her to a camp, and they're calling it Pray Away the Gay Camp. I don't know if I believe that at all. I think it's probably more of a camp where she'll be around a lot of other Christian kids and do a lot of Bible studies and that kind of stuff. And serious parents believe that homosexuality is a sin, as do the majority of Christians, as do I. All right? Yeah, I know some of you just popped an eyeball. But from a Christian's perspective, according to the Bible, no, not my private interpretation, okay, homosexuality is a sin in God's eyes. And I love some of you, please don't send me the emails. Yes, I know, swearing is a sin, cheating on your wife is a sin, gluttony is a sin, as a lot of you like to remind me of, because you've seen my picture, I get it all. Yes. And it doesn't make one any more worse than the other, but a sin is a sin is a sin, right? So is that what you're going to do? You're going to deflect? You're going to take this and you're going to turn it into, yeah, but you do this. Well, okay, so what? That's an area that I'm working on. I know plenty of Christians that smoke. They know it's the wrong thing to do, and they're working on it because it's a physical addiction. They have to work at it. Faith alone, for them, faith alone doesn't carry them. Right? And the funny thing about stories like this, if I start parading people on that really did work through their homosexuality according to the Word of God, and now they're married with kids and they've left the quote-unquote lifestyle, then you start telling me, well, not really, he's just masking it. She's just masking it. They really haven't gone away. It's still there. It's still a problem. Really, seriously. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So if I go and I say, no, they're just confused young children, you know, you really get them some counseling, they'll be fine. If I say that, then I'm a homophobe, a lesophobe, whatever, a phobe, a phobophobe, whatever you want to call me is fine by me. Yet when I bring people in that actually have gone through it, you discount them. You find ways. That's how the left fights. That's how they argue. I had Walt Heyer on the show before anybody else even knew who he was. And he was a transgender. He went from male to female and back to male again. And he's got a horrendous story. Now you'd say, well, that's only one guy, Joe. You're basing all that on one. No. Because now he counsels hundreds of other people that went through the same thing. So, you know, the agenda, if you would, when you're on their side, when you want to change your biological sex, and they're with you 100%. They're helping you raise money, go through it, to help you with care, to help you with all kinds of stuff. But if you look at them and say, I made a mistake, I want to go back, they are nowhere to be found. Right? They're like cockroaches that scatter after you walk into the kitchen with a Raid can. Seriously. Anyhow, to move on. So Sarah's mom told the Austin American Statesman, which is a magazine of some kind, that the Heartland Ministries does not perform so-called gay conversion therapy, and she did not send her daughter, I don't even know who named it that, and she did not send her daughter to school on May 13th because of her sexuality. My daughter would be heartbroken that she is being misrepresented this way, said Sarah's mom, whose sister is part of the lawsuit. Now, the court filings view, the Statesman said, Sarah's parents sent her to the program to help her with issues of depression, self-harm, drug use, and behavioral issues. The filing said it was absolutely repugnant to assume that Heartlight was anti-gay because it was a Christian school. Filings also alleged that Sarah contemplated suicide recently and complained in a letter to her girlfriend about how Sarah's parents would view their relationship. Of course she complained. My daughter, who dated men, little boys, would have complained about how I felt about her relationships. Isn't that natural to a teen? We have to blow it out of proportion. Why? Come on, think about it. Why? Because, of course, we all hate gays and lesbians. So it has to be blown out of proportion for them to get any kind of traction whatsoever. Now, Heartland's website said its program exists to provide a safe haven to create an arena of change for teens and parents lost in a broken world. That's right. Christians believe that we live in a broken world. We live in a broken world because it's no longer under God's law. That's what we believe. We've given up on God. We don't turn to God anymore. It goes all the way back to the garden. We live in a fallen and broken world because we turned away from God, or Adam and Eve turned away from God, and decided to do it their own way. Look where it got them. And isn't that funny? Because anything that we're against, so I guess I must be anti-adultery. Anti-polygamy. Well, help me out with some other stuff here, right? What are you looking at me like that for? I know, you could go on and on and on and we get shut down. I realize that, but we would be anti-anything like that, right? And then I love you guys who like to throw up the Old Testament to guys like me. Like, that's where I live, in the Old Testament or something. And you don't even understand Christianity. You don't understand that this is the New Testament. You don't understand that we live, I won't say in a totally different set, but pretty close to a totally set different laws. We live under the teachings of Jesus Christ now. We don't live under sacrificing animals every time we sin. Because that's what the Jews were supposed to do, sacrifice animals. And not leave them there to rot. They were supposed to take them and eat them. Now, in a question and answer section, a parent asked what he should do after his college-age son told him he was gay. The answer is, I always think it is important to sit and have a discussion with your child about any choices they make. That's according to Heart Light Executive Director Mark Gregston. Relationship is important during this time, and that's bad. What is so bad about that? In a section of addressing the... No, I know, the left would like you to say, oh, I'm so excited for you. I'm happy you finally found somebody you love. Let me embrace you and embrace this relationship. They can't. There's a majorly difference between acceptance and tolerance. God doesn't accept our sin. He tolerates our sin. Otherwise, it'd be a perfect world, right? Nothing would go wrong because he would stop us from sinning before we sinned. And any of you that think that my God sanctioned what happened on Sunday, you have some serious mental issues. You need to go seek help. My God would never do anything like that. You can't find it anywhere, especially in the New Testament, where he tells you to go kill anyone that is sinning against him. Matter of fact, he even says, vengeance is mine. He'll take care of it. Who could do a better job of getting back at you than him? I can't even think of some of the stuff he can come up with. And I'm pretty devious. Goes on to say, in the question and answer section, a parent asks what he should do. I already read you that. In the section on addressing the issue of homosexuality, Heartlight advises parents, don't overreact, don't be judgmental, and don't be afraid to reference the Bible. I agree. What's wrong with those things? Jordan said, however, his cousin was forced to endure Bible-based therapy. Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's sick, is what it is. It's sick that it's a bad thing to use the Bible as a basis for love, understanding, to turn people around, to get people back on the right track again, to get people doing the right thing in their lives, treating their wives right, treating their husbands right, treating their kids right. Yeah, terrible thing to do. Right? And listen to what he says. I can't believe that beautiful, smart, incredible kids like my cousin Sarah are still being told that gay is wrong. Well, the Bible hasn't changed. If your life is Bible-based, the Bible hasn't changed. And just because she's beautiful, smart, an incredible person, doesn't mean she knows what she's doing. Doesn't mean, just because, when did this happen? This is that whole pop culture craziness that I talk about every Monday that's going on. Just because you're pretty, just because you're smart, just because you're rich, doesn't mean you're doing the right thing. I mean, what, Lindsay Lohan? Who's that other freaktoid? Miley Cyrus, yeah. There you go. There's good role models for your kids. Forget the gay and lesbian thing. Don't you want your kids to be like those girls? I'm Joe Messina, your host. I've got to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be right back.